Hey guys, I am John Michael Weigel.
I'm Robbie Burke.
Welcome to the Box Banter Podcast, a place where you come to banter about fitness, nutrition, competition, community, and anything along the way.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy our podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Box Banter Podcast. Robbie and I are sitting back down. We're going to go over a few more days of training for next week. We're recording this prior to our gymnastics seminar, but you'll hear it post-gymnastics seminar. And hopefully you guys got a chance to come and learn about the pull-up and the handstand push-up and take something away from it. And so hopefully for you guys that was a good learning experience. And so we're going to hold another one of those next month. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to do a monthly, we think. And so just providing more content outside of the class hour. If you guys have, and I know you do because I've heard it expressed, a desire to build in anything specific, let us know. And if it's broad enough,
yeah,
we'll do a seminar on it.
Yeah. Actually, our next one is December 19th.
December 19th.
Yeah, with Dr. Nick Sanders.
Dr. Nick Sanders.
The one and only.
So someone who's actually qualified to give a seminar.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'll be at that one. That sounds like fun.
I'm going to be there too.
Rumor has it, and this is why you guys, this is one reason you guys should come. I heard he's doing a movement screening.
That's what I heard.
Which for CrossFitters especially is big because we all usually have like something that really hinders our movement, and we get away with it because
we compensate.
You start moving fast, you start compensating, you know, you do something else. If you lack ankle mobility, then you just kick your hips back and drop your chest.
Yep.
But it's going to be cool because Nick's going to be able to look at us and give us, and give us something to actually work on physically. And it doesn't even take, cool thing about movement screening is it doesn't take, it's not intensity that fixes it. It's usually the stuff that people actually enjoy, like being able to roll out and talk to your friends, but you actually have to spend time working on whatever it is. So I'm excited for that one. That's going to be really good, actually. No matter who you are, come to that one. Even if, you know, gymnastics, if you don't want to learn gymnastics, I get it. But for this one, I mean, this applies to everybody. Everyone has something going on.
Oh, yeah. Even the people who aren't a part of the gym. If you've got family members, bring them. It's only $10 for the course.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. We'll open that up on SugarWad. So, or not SugarWad.
Push Press.
Yeah, Push Press.
There we go.
So sign up for that. 19th, December 19th.
Yep.
Other than that, let's get into the. Oh, before we start.
December 12th and 13th.
Yes.
The weekend before, we have the gymnastics course coming in and renting out Cadre for the weekend. So that will be quite exciting. If you guys really want to get gymnastics and kind of take it a step further from what John Michael and I are talking about with the pull-up and handstand push-ups, there's going to be a lot of information in those 2 days. So December 12th and 13th, Cadre will not be open to the public. It will just be for that gymnastics course.
That's going to be a good one. I took that.
Yeah, you did take it.
A while back.
What'd you think of it?
When I was young. I mean, as far as like development as a coach, it was hugely beneficial for me. But even beyond that, like as far as development as my own personal ability to do gymnastics, I learned a ton in that course that I was able to apply.
They make you wrap your thumb?
Dude, of course. They literally, day one, they literally say, if someone in this entire course, if we catch anyone in this entire course not wrapping their thumb, everyone's going to do burpees. That's what they said. And, you know, you're at a CrossFit gymnastics course. And so back then it was a CrossFit gymnastics course, that's what it's called. And so you get some, you know, dirtbag meathead that's like, oh, yeah, I watch Rich Froney do it. Like, I'm not wrapping my thumb. No, I'm not wrapping. Oh, no, 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 no. And he literally didn't wrap his thumbs, and these gymnasts just tore him a new one and made us all do burpees. And then he wrapped his thumbs, despite whether he liked it or not.
Yep.
And so, yes, they make you – that was actually the first thing that they say. They say throw everything – they basically said you need to throw everything you've seen out the window that you've watched at the games and be willing to learn with new, fresh eyes, or else you're not coachable.
I like that.
It's true, though. I mean, like – it'd be so easy to just not listen to them and do what I always do because it's easier in the time being. But actually listening to what they said has fixed a ton of my faults when it comes to gymnastics. And actually, it's gone beyond that. I had really bad shoulder issues from compensating by leaning forward to my hip and internally rotating.
Yep.
You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And I still internally rotate, and it's weird that I found a way to, like, live with it. But it's getting better. And actually, gymnastics – is what built the strength for me to externally rotate. Interestingly enough, it was pulling externally rotated that helped fix my pressing internally rotated. Weird.
Look at that.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like what a coach says actually makes a difference. But who am I? I mean, what do you know?
What do you know?
I don't know much. I'm not here to impose, you know? No, but it was awesome. I loved it. You're taking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it December 12th and 13th.
You looking forward to it?
I'm very excited.
What do you think you're going to learn?
There's so much. There's not one thing. I think...
The forward roll?
Yeah. That's the one thing I'm looking for. That, I just... As long as they... You know what? As long as I come out being able to express my knowledge to the gym better and have a better understanding of why we do what we do, I'm happy.
That and butterfly pull-ups.
Oh, of course. You saw me this morning working on butterfly. You saw me this morning working on them.
I did. I walked in, and you didn't even know I was here, I don't think.
No,
and
I didn't.
I knew you were on the pull-up bar, like, just trying it out. It actually didn't look bad either.
It's that I don't know why. I just can't keep pulling. Like, I've got the motion, but I can't get my chin over that bar.
Yeah. Practice.
I'm weak.
You're strong. It's just practice. No, that's good. I like that. That's true. I mean, if you can, you'll come out with so much knowledge, though.
I know. I'm just, the big fear is Dan Evans is going to show up to this course.
What?
And he's going to go up to those gymnastics seminar staff and go, oh, my coach tells me not to wrap my thumb. And then they're just going to look at me. And I know that dude's just going to get a big kick out of it.
Yeah. Well, if that's what he finds his life enjoyment in. That's actually kind of funny. I like that. All right. Let's get into next week. Let's start with November 8th, Monday. Or actually, wait, before we start this, we have one more plug that we were going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Warrior
Saber.
Yeah, Warrior Saber. It's Tuesday, correct?
Correct. Veterans Day.
Yeah, we are going to be doing a fun little it's just going to be a fun little piece to the day where it's meant to raise awareness and you can make some donations to this foundation also that's going to partner with us. But it's going to be cool. We're going to get outside. We're going to do something a little fun. We're going to play a little game. And then we'll work out after.
Yeah, nice. Everyone's been asking for a game for the warm-up, so yeah, here we go, guys.
And it actually looks fun once we figure out how we're going to set it up. Yeah. It actually doesn't look bad. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Come, do it. That's all I got for that.
Yeah, make a donation.
Absolutely. All right, let's get into Monday. Let's get into Monday. Wow.
It's gross.
Yeah. So
it's gross.
Yeah, the workout. So it starts with a 500-meter row time trial.
Just freaking.
Do you remember?
Send it.
Do you remember what happened the last time you tried a 500-meter row time trial?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember. It popped a rib.
How long ago is that?
Coming up on 2 years.
So have you done one since then?
No.
Is it because of fear of the pain?
straight. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, that's fair. Ugh.
For those who don't know this story, during the, not the Winter Classic, the Reindeer Games, it was find a touch and go two rep max snatch and then a 500 meter time trial. And I jacked my shoulder and rib up the weekend before passing out on a true form with Cam at the Winter Classic trying to beat you and Phil.
That was your fault.
It's 100% my fault. 100%.
Why would you let Cam goad you into that?
See, that's my issue. I let Cam just talk me into it, and then I didn't eat all day and just had nothing but nitro cold brew.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a bad combination.
Right next to the bonbon. Dude, that... Yeah. You jacked yourself up real bad that day.
Yeah.
And then you jacked yourself up real bad later when you popped your rib out of place.
Yeah, not fun.
Well... Robbie, this is a chance for you to...
Here we go.
This is a chance for you to run it back.
Let's test it.
500-meter row, and then we're going to follow it with a little bit of work. You're going to need a rest. The goal of the row is to push it as hard as possible.
Right.
I mean, it's built. We're at 10 minutes. We begin the second piece. So even on the slow end of rowing, we're going to get 8 minutes of rest.
Right.
And so, I mean, just...
Just give it all you got. You have more than enough time to recover.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be. Yeah. Yeah. There's no temp, you know, you're not pacing this. The 500 meter row is no pace involved.
No.
Full send. So that's what we're looking for. Full send.
Yep.
At 10 minutes, we're going to move on. We're going to do some lifting and some gymnastics. Take us away on that.
So with the lifting and gymnastics after the at the 10 minute mark, we are doing a 21:15:9 deadlifts, 275, 185. This is supposed to be heavy, aggressive, but unbroken. So if that 275, 185 is going to be a little too nasty, make sure you scale properly, but it does need to be heavy and unbroken. After those deadlifts, we are doing toes to bar. So 21:15:9 deadlift, toes to bar. Nice little combo.
Yeah, simple. I mean, just super grip intensive.
Yeah.
I mean, really the intention here is to blow grip. That's how it's written. The deadlift have to be done broken because the toe to bar grip is what I want to fail. It would be a much smarter way to do this workout if we all got to strategize.
Yep.
I'd do sevens on the deadlift and then I would do toe to bar unbroken. Like that'd be the better way to do it. But today you have to go unbroken on the deadlift. And then I want to just see what happens to the toe to bar. I want to see if it degrades or not.
Well, it's the same thing as we did the Tabata stuff. You can't have a game plan going in.
Yeah.
We are giving you a game plan with you have to be unbroken with the deadlift.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the style. I like forcing people's hands and seeing how they adapt.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that helps.
Just got to get that grown man strength, grown woman strength.
Yeah, it helps people. You know, it helps adapt. Like, yeah. When you do things for so long, you get like used to them and comfortable with them. Sometimes you just need someone to throw a wrench in it.
Right.
When you get good at something, sometimes you just need someone to like you get good at double unders. Sometimes you need to do single unders.
Oh,
actually single unders are coming this week, but we're not going over that workout. No, but they are going to be this
they
week.
They are going to be some single unders.
And
this week.
I do love myself some single unders mainly because I love watching Ian Walsh, who's proficient at double unders, try to do single unders.
This is everyone's day who can't get double unders. Can like do single unders. They're going to be grinning ear to ear.
Brandon Jensen. Whoa. Come on now.
Oh,
don't throw people under the bus like that. Hey. He probably doesn't even listen to this, does he?
No. I don't know. Dude, that man's all over. He didn't even show up today. All
right. This is a true story. He told me that he plays Call of Duty so he can yell at little kids.
That doesn't surprise me one bit.
I hope everyone that listens to this podcast, all seven of you guys, I hope you guys go after him for that. That's Call of Duty to yell at little kids.
He's a little kid.
I know. That's what I said. I said, how immature. That's ridiculous. Oh,
that doesn't surprise me one bit, though.
No, it doesn't.
What a child.
Yeah, he really is.
Man. All right, guys. So just one last time, just so you know, 500-meter time trial with that rower at 10 minutes. You guys are doing the 21:15:9 deadlifts that need to be done unbroken and toes to bar.
500-meter time trial. Let's actually talk about something on that. Rower setting.
Oh, yes.
My favorite way to test rower setting, I'll say it like this. My favorite thing to do is to understand my drag factor.
Mm-hmm.
You can electronically check your drag factor within the thing by pressing menu back, more options, display drag factor, and then rowing. But if you go crazy, the drag factor is going to be off. If you go really slow, the drag factor is going to be off. It's just like a comfortable conversational pace for like 10 strokes. And then your drag factor should kind of like level out in between two numbers. I am a drag factor checker. I do it on every single rower. But my suggestion for people is like check your drag factor, figure out where you row at, and then continue to row there because I don't know. I mean, it's like trying to run 400 meters with the wind at your back and then trying to run 400 meters with the wind in your face.
Right.
Like, of course you're going to get different results. Like, you're not doing the same exact, like, you're doing a totally different drag factor. The drag on you is totally different.
Yeah.
And so, maybe people just don't get it.
It's easy to check.
Like, going higher with your drag factor doesn't make you go faster.
No, don't throw it up to 10.
I don't know where these things come from.
The games, bro.
I don't know.
Because you see one games athlete throw it up to 10 and rip it like it's a chainsaw.
From the toes.
Yeah.
They do the lean back and pull to the chin. True. But my suggestion for you guys, drag factor. I think guys, I typically prescribe anything from 118 to 130. And ladies, I'm usually 112 to like 124, somewhere in there.
Yeah. What do you row at? If you're like when you set it up, what do you do? Have your drag
factor? I row 123 on the money.
Right. Right. Yeah. 123?
123.
Oh, man.
That's just That's just under 5 on the damper.
On our dampeners, not on every dampener.
Yeah, not on every damper. Some you go to another gym and
I had that
the
issue.
Roller barely works and it's like
Kent State, the rec center at Kent State.
The upstairs one?
Yeah.
The rowers on the little mini track?
Those are the worst rowers I've ever used in my life.
All right, this is a true story. So I went to Kent State, you know, freshman year and sophomore year. And I never finished, but that's besides the point. I get up there to row because I'm like, you know, I need to do intervals. I lived at home and we had a rower, but my garage was cold and it took forever to heat up. So I go there in the morning to do my intervals. I sit down on a rower and there's like people that kickbox.
Yeah.
Like across. Right across. So I sit down on a rower, super, just like you said, clunky, chains rusted to crap.
Yep.
Like the thing, you can hardly pull it. I mean, it was awful. It was terrible. And one of the dudes kickboxing is like kickboxing and running. And he stops. He stops to teach me how to row on a rower. And I'm doing like, I'm not saying I'm doing intervals. Like I'm not resting. Like I am in the middle of a 500 meter interval. And like, I don't know if you've ever done a 500 meter interval, you know, like you're not speaking.
Yeah.
You're a minute and 30 to 2 minutes of intense work. You're not talking. And he literally sits down while I'm rowing as if I'm like going to have a conversation with him. He's like, hey man, let me show you something real quick. You know, the damper, this changes a lot of things. He's like, oh, if you hold like, and I literally just like, I couldn't say anything. I just ignored him. And eventually he walked away and I felt kind of bad and he went back and kickboxed. But I was like, I learned two things that day. Number one, never use any rower other than cadres. And number two, people have no freaking idea what they're talking about.
Oh no, especially at Kent. Oh, I love all the gym bros that come. I don't know if you've ever tried to like clean or snatch there on those lifting platforms.
Heck no. Metal plates, aren't they?
No, no. They've got bumpers.
No, I've never. I once deadlifted there and I learned quickly that I'm not going back there to ever work out.
I did the 30 seconds for 30 rounds.
Oh.
Going clean.
Heck yeah. That's
dude,
a good
I
one.
I did that on the platform like early in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh man. I had some big old gym bro come right up to me and goes, you're not doing that right.
Did you learn?
Oh,
did you take his advice?
He taught me the right
good.
Way.
That's
oh,
good.
That's all I needed to learn.
For sure.
I don't need to be fast. I need to be stronger.
Don't wrap your thumb around the bar. That's step number one.
Oh, how are you going to build grip?
This is called a belt. Strap this up as tight as possible.
That's
you don't need to breathe.
He told me, why aren't you wearing a belt? You should be wearing a belt for something. This is dangerous. It's like, oh, of course, bro. True. I don't need a core.
Yeah. I mean, bro, come on. If I'm ever... Yeah, obviously, clearly. It's a belt is what fixes danger. It was dangerous. You strap that belt on, you can't breathe. Now it's not dangerous.
No, you're good.
You fixed everything.
Go do anything you want with that belt on.
You can parachute with no parachute and just a belt. And your spine is just so strong, you'll just land.
Yeah, yeah? Of course.
No, you don't need a midline.
No.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's an experience that I don't need ever again.
No.
So I'd only do intervals here now or at my house.
Yeah.
But not at Kent State. Ever.
Never going back.
And I'm never using their rowers.
No.
They've never cleaned them once a day in their life. And they're the old concept twos. Oh, gosh. But anyways, yeah, when you guys are rowing, check the drag factor. I think the best test to figure out where it should be for you is you have to just sit down with a rower, and it has to be silent, and you have to listen. And you have to just row. And you want the flywheel to start. It's about to die off when your next stroke picks up. If it's still humming really high when you pick up your next stroke, it means that you're like trying to pick up the stroke. It's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle downhill and you're on the lowest gear you can be on, or the highest, I can't remember. And you're pedaling as fast as you can, but you still can't catch up.
Right.
So you're not actually putting any energy into the system because you can't catch up to get tension on the actual chain. Same thing here. Make sure that the flywheel is not still ripping when you pull your next stroke. At the same time, you never want it to die. Because that's like trying to ride up a hill with a bike and it's too low of a gear and you're like stepping really hard into it, or too high of a gear. Well, I can't remember which one it is. But you're stepping really hard into it and it's way too tense and you're only putting pressure on the chain.
Right.
There's like this fine line of biking where you find that comfortable stride, right? And we all understand it. You know, you find that comfortable stride and then that's why you switch gears up and down. Same thing on a rower. You need to make sure you guys are in the damper setting where you're picking up that stroke as it's about to die off. Not before, not after. And for the love of all that is holy, never stop rowing.
Yeah.
There's never a point in rowing where you stop. if you are stopping, change the damper.
Yeah.
You never stop. Ever. Like, no. I can't. I don't even know. No, you don't do it. You just don't do it. I don't get it. It's like biking on a flat course and then just stopping pedaling. What? Like every seven strokes, you stop pedaling and you coast. What is that? Never stop. I don't get that. I never will. Oh, well. I took the rowing course, too. There was some dude rowing like a 130 while he communicated with us in like in full sentences. He was a professional rower, so. But he was literally just like rowing a 130 as he talked. And Cam got to look at his monitor. And he was like, Cam's eyes like lit up. He's like, oh, my gosh. All right, besides the point. Anyways, yeah, don't
stop.
Please don't stop. Especially on a 500.
It's all you got.
Like, if your heels lift up a little bit, I would take that over you stopping. Oh. Literally.
Yes.
I would take you finding a way to just hurt and pull that handle and move. Don't fall out. Don't pop your about. But I would take that over you stopping.
Preach.
Yeah, you know, what's up? Dude, we should do a studio in here. We should rap.
Why do you think we're changing the back room?
Oh, we're about to drop a sick Cadre mixtape.
Oh, you got that's. We're only you guys have seen. If you've seen it, it looks like a bomb went off in here. But don't worry, our studio's coming out soon.
We're only gonna play original music in the outside on the over the loudspeakers. It's only gonna be original music by the coaches. That way, we don't have to worry about music licenses.
Yes.
Do you know how like who's that dude who did all the Rob?
Rob Lowe. No, he's an actor.
The big dude, is it Rob?
I don't know.
He like does all the rapping. He's like a huge bodybuilder.
I have
Bailey.
No idea.
Rob Bailey.
I have no idea who that is.
Rob Bailey?
Yeah.
I think it's Rob Bailey. He's like a big bodybuilder, but he also like raps. And he has made all these songs.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Well, you'll have to look it up later.
All right.
What
are we doing? What are we talking about?
We're talking about another day. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
FGB.
FGB.
Rip.
Have fun.
That's a benchmark. I wonder when the last time we did that is, actually.
It's been a while. But for those who don't know what FGB is, it is Fight Gone Bad. And so how this is going to go is you guys are going to do three rounds for total reps. You guys are going to start off with a minute of wall ball shots, a minute of sumo deadlift high pulls, 75-55, a minute of box jumps. Guys and girls will be 20 inches. Then we're doing a minute push press, 75-55, a minute cow row, and then a minute rest. It's rough. This was actually created for, I can't remember the UFC fighter. I think it was Chuck Liddell, but I guarantee someone will fact check me and prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is supposed to resemble a fight, like in the UFC.
And that's because it's the 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes of work.
5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes of work. 1 minute of rest.
Whatever. Is it 5 minutes of work?
Yeah, it's 5 minutes. You got wall balls, you got sumo deadlifts, you got box hops, you got push press, you got row. That's five.
Dang, you're right. Ugh, whatever. And then the minute of rest, yeah. And three rounds. Or...
So if you ever want to be in the UFC, try this first. And if it doesn't go well, don't
fight. Yeah, that's fair. Last time we actually did this was Thursday, December 26th of last year, 2019. So it's been a while. I think the scores should be in there. So if you want to check Thursday, December 26th, 2019. I think what you're looking for is between...
No, I don't. Just work that whole minute. That's all I'm going to ask for.
You know, actually, I would say wall ball shots, don't go unbroken.
No.
Sumo deadlift high. Only thing going broken on is box hop and row.
Yeah.
I think I've made the mistake before. I'm trying to think of my old score. Maybe I can find it. I've made the mistake before of going unbroken on my wall ball shots. And my box hops and my, obviously the row, you're going broken, but it's really ended me. My suggestion for you guys is actually break the wall ball shots. I would do 15, rest real quick, one breath, pick it back up and remainder of time. But at the same time, never, work the whole minute. Does that make sense? Like, transition time factors in, and you will always get more reps if you are ahead of the transition time.
Right.
So drop your wall ball 4 seconds early, step to your barbell, sumo deadlift high pull. Drop your barbell 4 seconds early, step to your box, box jumps. Get off the box 4 seconds early. If you ever run up to the time, then you're always going to end up with the time on your heels.
Right.
And you'd rather be on the time's heels. So that's my suggestion. I think breaking early in this one is crucial. I can't tell you how many times I've done this. I've probably done this like 15, 16 times. And so I've made the mistake multiple times of being like, I think I'm fit enough now to go unbroken. And no, I'm not. Ever.
Never works.
I'm never fit enough to go unbroken. So break early and stay on the time. I mean, that's what I remember from this one. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 time changes. So it's 4 times that you have to step up and be ready to work when it beeps.
Right.
The only one that you finish out is the row. That's the only one that you go all the way to the rest. And so, yeah, I mean, just, I know people are going to make the mistake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can see Brandon Jancy being like, oh, I'm broken, that's easy. And then just lighting up. Oh, it's going to be good to watch. But, man, I like this workout. I like it because it's so simple.
And it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
You just know it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So being able to have that mental fortitude that we've talked about 2 podcasts ago and just staying on it and moving.
I love some of the old school workouts. I mean, they're just so classic. And
it's so simple.
And that's the thing. You know, it's not flashy. It's not. And I love it because you don't, you know, who gives a crap where anyone's at?
Right.
Maybe the reason I like to work out so much is because I remember doing this with my brothers. And who knows where they're at?
Right.
You know, maybe I'm ahead of them. Maybe they're ahead of me. You never know until you count it up at the end.
Right.
And so just like, you know, it's not time-based. I'm not racing somebody else like, oh, I got to beat them in time. It's just me and my old score.
Yep.
And I love workouts like that because it actually forces people into better fitness, not just faster times.
Right.
You know,
which I like that.
Oftentimes are just a poor metric of where your fitness is at. And so, yeah, I'm excited. This is a good week.
This is going to be an exciting week.
Hopefully, you know, prayers up. It should be warm enough one day. It looks like it's going to be like 70 a couple of days. We're going to try to get outside and run again. I keep saying it's the last week.
But it keeps getting nice.
But if it gets nicer and nicer, maybe we're going into a second summer.
Oh.
Hey. But we'll keep running. Try to run once a week. Try to get outside if we can. The Veterans Day workout
warm up
that we're going to be doing is going to be outside.
Yep.
So we're going to be doing that outside. In the morning classes, we'll have to see what that might look like.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Maybe we could just make them. Maybe we could like put a light out there or something. Anyways, yeah, outside. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I am too.
I'm excited for the gymnastics seminar that's happening this weekend. Other than that, I mean,
I hope you guys had a good time because you'll listen to this the day after.
Yes, you will. You will all, every single person in this gym. It's now mandatory.
Yep.
You remember, your membership increases if you don't recite a portion of the podcast in the beginning of class.
Bam, I love that.
And it has to be a different portion than the person that before you recited, because we all know what's going to happen. You know, you're going to come in and David Ito is going to be like, oh, well, I actually listened. And he's going to recite a portion and everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm reciting the portion he recited too. Well, that's the one that I remember. But you have to recite your own portion.
I like that.
Yeah.
Start Monday.
Starting the Monday, the rate increase for not listening to our podcast. I feel like that's bullying to some level.
No.
That's like financial bullying. It's definitely blackmail.
I'd say blackmail more than bully. It's not bullying, though.
True. Bullying's what I do to you when we work out together.
That's true.
And I crush you into the ground.
That's true. Yeah. Today is Friday, and today's workout crushed me into the ground. In that fourth round.
Yeah. Today's workout looks rough.
That fourth round.
Rough.
Those 70 air squats, they got me. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you're also 7 foot tall. And
yeah.
You got massively long legs.
It's terrible.
So you have to squat like 6 feet.
My entire life, I want to be so tall until I started doing CrossFit.
Yeah.
And now I'm so upset with how tall I am.
Yeah. And then the small people complain about wall ball shots. And it's like, come on now. You got to take and you got to give a little bit.
Exactly.
Here. You got the height advantage. You got to be able to give a little, and you got the height disadvantage, some would say, but really it's an advantage when you're doing things like handstand push-ups, burpees, toes to bar, pull-ups, any barbell lift.
You name it.
Yeah, ab mat sit-ups. I mean, I can continue on.
Yeah, so suck it
the
up.
The open.
Yeah, suck it up.
All right, well, it's been another week. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll see you in the gyms.
Send it on Monday.